Weighing in at over a ton and with huge heads filled with sharp teeth, the Tyrannosaurs made for an impressive bunch, the most famous member being, of course, T-Rex, king of the dinosaurs. Now, looking at a relative of T-Rex, Displetosaurus, researchers have found evidence of something you might associate more with Silence of the Lambs than with Jurassic Park, and that's cannibalism. Unusual scratches on a Displetosaurus skull have provided evidence these giants not only fought, but took the occasional chunk out of one another too. I caught up with David Hone from Queen Mary, University of London, to find out more.
This is an animal called Displetosaurus. It's a close relative of Tyrannosaurus, which everyone is familiar with, and it looked a lot like Tyrannosaurus. Displetosaurus, as an adult at least, got pretty big within the realms of kind of Tyrannosaurus size, so maybe up to about 10 meters in length. The specimen that my paper's a subject of is rather smaller. It's what we call something like a sub-adult. So in human terms, maybe a kind of teenagery, and this animal was kind of maybe 7-ish meters long and around half a ton in weight.
And how long ago did this dinosaur live?
Displetosaurus is right around 75 million years old, give or take. So it's from North America, from kind of one of the main localities, which is a place called Dinosaur Provincial Park, which, as the name suggests, is an enormously important fossil bed which has yielded thousands and thousands of specimens.
Like the real Jurassic Park?
Well, it's Cretaceous rather than Jurassic. That's the first problem.
Cretaceous Park.
But certainly it is one of the biggest areas in the world for dinosaur remains. It's enormously important. It's been extremely well studied. Huge amounts of material have been recovered from there.
So what have you found out about Displetosaurus that's new here?
Well, it's certainly novel to find this kind of interesting combination of marks on the skull. So we do know that tyrannosaurs were fairly regularly engaging in some kind of combat with each other. Actually, quite a few tyrannosaurs are known with various bite marks on their skulls that show evidence of healing. In other words, they must have occurred during life and the bone had healed afterwards. And we see that in this specimen too. The fact that this is a relatively young animal and still has quite a few injuries suggests that this kind of combat and antagonism wasn't limited to adults, but was definitely occurring in younger animals as well. So that's quite neat. But we also have these now post-mortem marks. So we've got these bites that we think are probably feeding traces, a big bite to one side of the jaw, the other side has actually gone missing. And so we have this rather unusual combination of injuries during life and then some kind of scavenging after death, but on both occasions being carried out by other large tyrannosaurs.
Does this mean we think that these tyrannosaurs were eating each other, essentially?
Well, that's what it certainly appears to be here. The bite marks that we see on the jaw, we can see there's a series of scores. They're parallel to one another. So obviously that's the kind of thing that doesn't occur from just, again, you know, random transport or anything like that. They quite well match bite marks that we can attribute to other tyrannosaurs already, and the size and spacing of those marks is exactly what you'd expect from a large animal with large teeth in its jaws.
This implied cannibalism, is this something that's surprising? Did we know dinosaurs did this, and are there any animals that do it today?
Yeah, cannibalism is not that uncommon among living species. It does vary enormously in quite how often it comes up and in quite what circumstances. So there's obviously quite a big difference between, say, a really big crocodile eating another one of similar size and snatching up a baby that it sees on the bank or comes across. It's certainly pretty rare that large carnivores will actively go and target other large carnivores as a, you know, potential prey. But we do certainly see it in the modern world. We do see it in at least a couple of dinosaurs. There's a large carnivore from Madagascar which shows it, and actually Tyrannosaurus itself. There are a couple of bones of Tyrannosaurus with bite marks, feeding traces on them. So actually we do at least have one other tyrannosaur, you know, perhaps the most famous of dinosaur of all, that is already showing evidence of cannibalism.